Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and everybody ought to praise the Lord. This is your host of Lift High, of course, radio broadcast, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to continue to minister out of the message, The Harlot Church System, by Charles E. Newbold, Jr. Today we'll be starting from in your Bibles, from Galatians, the third chapter, beginning at the first verse. Let's read it together. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth and crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Those who, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all the nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the Lord to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Praise the Lord. It is very important, praise God, that you, as the authentic believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, understand, praise God, that you are under the grace of God. That because you have repented, you have experienced the supernatural experience of repentance, and you have been water baptized for the remission of your sin, and therefore have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, you are now in relationship with the true and the living God by faith. There are no rules and regulations originating from man that you have to obey. All of the rules and regulations that you have to obey are written in your Bible. The Word of God tells you how to live out your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is why, praise the Lord, Paul warned us as believers that we are to beware that we are not spoiled, or that we are not led captive by the tradition of men, by philosophy, vain deceit, the tradition of men, and after the rudiments of the world. If you are submitting to the religious traditions that you find in your denominational institutionalized church, what's happening to you is that you are attempting to justify yourself before God based on the things that you do or don't do. Praise the Lord. And hence you negate the power of the shed blood of Jesus Christ in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Legalistic people, and we are talking about the stratagem of the satanic stratagem of legalism that the enemy uses in the institutional church. Legalistic people bewitch others by persuasion and intimidation. Paul exhorted, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Galatians 3:1. It was as though a spell had been cast upon the Galatians by the circumcision party as they fell prey to their false teachings. Seducing spirits often accompany false teachings, leading them away from obeying the truth. Now, let me look at that statement. Let's look at that statement. Seducing spirits. Seducing spirits, and there are spirits of seduction. You can be seduced and led away from a true relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You can be seduced in believing something else other than what the Word of God says about your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. They are spirits, and these spirits are supernatural, and they will come against your life. They come against your mind through false teachings. I believe Paul said in 2 Timothy, I believe it's the 4th chapter, either 1st or 2nd Timothy, he said, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the last days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons." This is what you're up against. This is part of the warfare that you're up against today, or that we are up against today. Praise the Lord. Spirits come along through false teaching and seduce you away from your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, leaving you while you're believing that you're in Christ, and you're not. Our teachings, doctrines, often become the gospel we preach. Listen to that. Our teachings or our doctrines often become the gospel that we preach. An acquaintance of mine once said of himself, "I preach faith." Then he declared, "It works." However, the Apostle Paul proclaimed that he preached Christ and him crucified. Jesus is what works, and Jesus is not an it. How astonishing that faith, the appropriate solution to the law, could be so skillfully turned into law. Many well-meaning and God-seeking believers have been mesmerized by that false teaching. Now, you know from your own experience that there is a teaching out there called the faith teaching. It is under the umbrella of the gospel of prosperity. And that very teaching is a false teaching because it leads you away, praise God, from faith in Christ to faith in your faith. And this is where you get tripped up at. This is where you end up becoming legalistic, because many of us are taught that if we are not blessed, if we are not receiving the blessings of God in the material manifestation, then we are not operating in enough faith. And that's a lie from the very pit of hell, when the Word of God says that all you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. Some denominations have made water baptism and membership into their church the way of salvation. How many of you have been asked, "Well, are you saved?" And your retort is, "Well, I've been baptized." That's because you've been taught that water baptism equates to being saved, and that's simply not true. What happens as a result of you being of your repentance, you will go and be water baptized. Okay? The Bible teaches us, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." And so baptism is actually a result. Water baptism is actually a result of you having experienced repentance. Hallelujah. If you've repented, truly repented, then you will go and be water baptized, and subsequently you will be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I should also say that many times, okay, you will repent, and the Lord will skip over water baptism and fill you with the Holy Spirit, and then later on you'll be water baptized. But the point is, praise the Lord, is that water baptism in and of itself does not save you, and you need to understand that. Praise be to the living God. Consequently, let me say it again, some denominations have made water baptism and membership into their church the way of salvation. Consequently, people who are being inadvertently baptized into the name of that church, rather than into the name of Jesus. What an affront to Jesus, who plainly said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." You cannot come unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ through the name of your church, of your religious institution. You can only come unto the Father through the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Therefore, you must be baptized in him. Acts 2:38 says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." You're not to be baptized in the name of a religious institution. You'll be sitting there thinking that you're saved, and you're actually sitting in a church pew on your way to hell. And there's no other way to tell you but to just plainly tell you like that. Glory be to God. Any practice, teaching, doctrine, ritual, program, rule, regulation, system, organization, association, or church government that binds and oppresses people rather than setting them free in Christ is not of God. It is legalism. Legalism is fleshly or carnal. Flesh is manipulative. Manipulation is the practice of witchcraft, manipulating others to do things against their will. We can be certain that whatever witchcraft is, we can be certain that wherever witchcraft is practiced, the demons of witchcraft colonize. Hallelujah. Let's look at it together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Milton Green rightly observed that in every situation there is either the Holy Spirit atmosphere or a demon atmosphere. Whenever we have one of these things we call church, it is a work of the flesh. If flesh, then it is idolatrous. If idolatrous, then it is demon infested. If demon infested, then it is going to be driven by manipulation and control, which is the practice of witchcraft in the broad and more subtle definition of the term. If it is the practice of witchcraft, then the demons of witchcraft will be swarming. Though they come in various degrees of strength, every one of these things will most likely have some demonic power or principality assigned to rule over it. The stench of flesh attracts the demons of witchcraft. Turn your Bibles to Revelation, the 18th chapter. Praise the Lord. And the first verse. "And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird." See, this is what has happened in the religious institution called the Harlot Church System. It is equivalent to Babylon, spiritual Babylon. And because, praise the Lord, flesh has the preeminence in that system, it has become demon infested. It has become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul of spirit and a cage of every unclean bird. And so therefore, praise the Lord, all of everybody that's in that system is under the influence of witchcraft. Hallelujah. Spiritual Babylon takes on tangible form in this. Things we call, and this thing we call church. Church is idolatrous. In the Bible, demons are associated with idolatry. The Lord spoke to Moses in Leviticus 17:7 regarding the Israelites, saying, "They shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone a-whoring." So too, this thing we call church is possessed with demons. All the demons of spiritual Babylon. I believe that the foremost of the demons of spiritual Babylon is the spirit of Babylon itself. During the time of the Persian rule over Babylon, Daniel identified the prince of the kingdom of Persia, Daniel 10:13. This prince is understood by the scriptural context to be a demonic stronghold over Persia. I cannot say if there is one spirit of Babylon over all or if there are multitudes. I can say it is a very real presence in the churches. And you have to understand, praise the Lord, that when we talk about the church, praise God, we're not talking about people. We're talking about an institution. We're talking about a system. We're talking about buildings. See, that's what the vast majority of those in the faith community relate church to be. And that's why we have that expression, "I gotta go to church," or "I went to church," or "I'm going to church." But what you have to understand is that the true church of Jesus Christ is the people themselves. Praise be to the living God. We are the members of the church. That's why we're known by the Lord Jesus Christ as the body of Christ. We are the living, the lively stones that the Lord has used to construct his body, his building. We are the temple of the true and the living God. Not any brick and mortar buildings that we have erected ourselves. And so, praise the Lord, this message is trying to teach you how to separate yourselves out from that system, from that false religious Babylonian system that is demon infested. The warfare against your life has increased exponentially because you're in that system. You've capitulated to that. You've submitted yourselves to the harlot church system. And therefore, praise God, your growth in the Lord Jesus Christ has been drastically hindered. Because you identify being saved with going to church. And there's no such thing. Once you identify your salvation with going to church, you have actually negated the power of the shed blood of Jesus Christ in your life. You have got to repent of that. Repent and return to the Lord. Glory be to God. Your personal dependency upon the pulpit has overthrown your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You must study to show yourself approved unto God. You've got to study the text. You've got to read your Bible. Glory be to God. You've got to get in the text and get in relationship with the mind, the heart and mind of God for yourself. Hallelujah. Your dependency on the pulpit has ripped you off. And as long, praise the Lord, as you believe that you're saved based on you going to a building, you are deceived. And you will come up short in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You will continually operate in the flesh. You will never, and you need to understand, if you're operating in the flesh, you're not walking by faith. Because the Word of God teaches us, praise God, that the carnal mind, the fleshly mind, is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That word enmity is a different word from enemy. Enemies can be reconciled, can be brought back together, but those who are at enmity with one another can never be reconciled, can never be brought back together. That means, praise the Lord, that your flesh can never be reconciled to God. This is why Paul declared, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If you are operating in the flesh, then you are under the condemnation of hell. Glory be to God. And it is absolutely necessary that you be told this in no uncertain terms. As I'm sitting here, I just realized in terms of my own ministry, the apostolic ministry, that you have to be corrected. That there's no other way to correct you than just to correct you by the word of the true and living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The spirit of Babylon works in concert with the spirit of witchcraft and is monstrous in nature and in size. I was born and raised in spiritual Babylon, as were many in the church. It was all I knew. It was in me, and I was in it. As a minister in that system, I found identity, significance, validation, power, support, and hope. It was a major stronghold in my life, the author of this book speaking. A major struggle. Now, fortunately, I myself, Apostle W.D. Carter, I wasn't not born again in the system. I experienced repentance and the new birth, praise the Lord, at the age of about 34 years old. And I didn't have a church background. I never went to church. I was saved out of being a rank and stank sinner. I was on my way to the penitentiary when I had the experience. So I didn't grow up in the system. But when I got saved, praise the Lord, I went into the system. And as the Lord had called me into apostolic ministry, I found myself preaching against the very thing that I was in. And I'm here to tell you by experience that it took the Lord. The Lord allowed me to be in that system. I think about 9 to 10 years I was in the system, and I preached against the system, and then the Lord called me out of the system, and I didn't even realize it. I was in the system. I had set up, praise the Lord, my ministry in a building, and I had a whole organization, and there were people that sat under my ministry, and I had that whole organized thing, and then the Lord ended it. And when the Lord ended it for me, it was one of the most terrible experiences of my life, because unbeknownst to me, just like I used to be hooked on drugs, I was now hooked on the system. And that's what happens, praise the Lord. When you're in the system, it is the grog of the system, the Babylonian grog, the wine of the wrath, the wine of the wrath of a fornication that you're hooked on. You're hooked into the system. And so when God called me out, I suffered a terrible depression. Once I came out of the system, I went through a terrible ordeal. In fact, praise the Lord, it affected me so much that I almost bled to death. I had to go to the hospital. I went through a whole lot of unnecessary changes coming out of the system. Now, I am not saying that coming out is going to impact you that way. I'm just telling you, praise the Lord, that the reason why you're stuck is because you're addicted to the system. You're addicted to Babylonian grog, the Babylonian grog of the system, which is the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Hallelujah. You are under the spirit of witchcraft. The author says, even after my conversion and separation from the system, I experienced times when I would be overcome by this spirit. Wow, of Babylon. I experienced times when I would be overcome by this spirit of Babylon. I wanted to go back into the system. And that's the very thing, praise the Lord, that I experienced myself. He said, I wanted to go back into the system, the very thing that had spiritually bankrupted me before. The pull was so compelling at times that I was certain it was the voice of God calling me. The call contradicted the revelations and understandings I had been given about the church system, but I could not see the truth while under its veil of deception. After a while, that veil would lift, and I would come to my senses. Glory be to God. Now, as I'm reading what he's saying in the book, and as I read that, that was the experience that I had in tandem to his experience. I wanted to go back in to the very thing that God had called me out of, and it was really a struggle. I really suffered a deep depression, but the Lord delivered me. And I'm telling you, the true believer, praise the Lord, that if you will capitulate to the revelation that the Lord has already given you and obey his voice to come out, he will take care of you. And he will lead you in terms of what you are to do and who you are to see. Praise the Lord. He will take care of you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Of the author speaking, afterwards, I would feel guilty for having succumbed to that spirit. I thought to myself, I must be awful. The Holy Spirit graciously gave me understanding. He showed me that it was this spirit of Babylon that came upon me. He showed me that this spirit of Babylon that came upon me was huge, and I was being overcome by it. It took years for me to be delivered from it. Even then, hoping to find me in a moment of weakness, its diminishing, seductive voice would call, come home. Come home. That's what it would say. That's so interesting that the author would say that because, again, his experience is in tandem with my experience. Many times I wanted to go back into the system. I felt the need to go back. It was like, it was addictive. And I had to really stay out of those buildings. I had to force myself to stay out of that, because when you're in that system, you are subject to the culture of the system. Your identity is in the system. Everything you are and everything you do is in the system. And so, praise God, when you come out of the system, you're separated from the system and you feel lost. All your friends are in, everything is in it. And especially as a minister, you come out of the system, there's no more dates, you don't go in there to preach anymore. I mean, it's a terrible experience, but the Lord will deliver you. The Lord will deliver you. Praise the Lord. I've come to the end of my time, praise God, and I'm asking each and every one of you that are listening to this broadcast, praise God, this broadcast is posted on Facebook. Every time we do the broadcast, we post it on Facebook and then I believe in some other social media forums. But I'm asking those of you who are listening to the broadcast and can identify with the revelation of the broadcast that you submit your lives to the Lord, that you repent, that you come out of the system, that you share this broadcast with your friends, of those believers who are caught up in this system, and that you pray for this apostle. Pray for me and pray against the warfare that comes against the broadcast. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that the revelation that you've received from the Lord is confirmed by the broadcast, and that you submit yourself to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And remember, those who are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons, those are the daughters of God. May the Lord bless you in perpetuity is my perpetual prayer for you. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And God bless you.